Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back in. High School Scoreboard Show right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Big thank you to IJ Rosenberg finishing up our second hour, but we are kicking off the 8 o'clock hour and we got scores from around the state. Colquitt County just scored a touchdown over Mill Creek. 7-0 is your score up there. I see the Clemson Tigers are up 3-0 on Louisville, but that's not what we're talking about here. I see the Score Atlanta game is just about to kick off. That one's going to be a lot of fun. That's Lee County and Sprayberry. That's IJ's game that we just talked to him. Big thank you to him as well. But we got to get back into some of our picks here, Coach, because we got some games that we need to talk about. I know we started with we're going to do them a little differently. Let me reset this. We're going to pick one game going down each classification. What do you say?
One game per class. I'm ready. Let's go.
One game per class.
I was ready last segment, this segment, next one, whenever you're
ready. He's ready to roll, man. He's ready to roll. All right, so we'll start here with Westlake and West Forsyth. What are your thoughts on that one?
I got West Forsyth. Yeah, I got West Forsyth. So last time, I think Westlake is not a great matchup for West Forsyth, but West Forsyth just a little too much coming out of that region champs, and my brother works West Forsyth. So
okay, well, that's a good enough reason for me. I'll probably go the same way. I do think that West Forsyth does pull that game out. Let's go down to the 5A level. Let's go talk about Lee County and Sprayberry. It's going to be a game that we got coming up here on our screen. That's going to be a good one.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. It's really a toss-up game if you look at the metrics and things like that. But the game is in Cobb County. It's at Sprayberry.
Yes.
This would be a massive win for Sprayberry's program. But I'm going to go with the experience and say Lee County in a close one, real close.
Yeah, I tend to agree. You know, I mean, I think I am going to go with Lee County as well. Sprayberry. I went and watched them play earlier this year. They have one of the most talented kids in the state of Georgia.
Yeah. Where's he going to college?
I don't remember.
Yeah, you do.
I can't say.
He's going to Tuscaloosa.
He's going to Tuscaloosa. Going to Titletown. But Lee County, I mean, this is a team that they played they played last year in the quarterfinals and Lee County beat them 64-0.
Yeah.
64-0. Different teams,
but yeah. I still think that experience is what makes the difference. And I say Lee County wins.
Yeah. I tend to agree with you there. Let's go down one more classification, Blessed Trinity and Stockbridge. What you got there?
Blessed Trinity and Stockbridge be a close one too. I think Stockbridge slight favorite in this game, if you look at the metrics, mm-hmm. but I'm going to go Blessed Trinity. I know Coach Ed Dudley is a great coach. I feel like Coach Dudley will have him ready. There's a lot more playoff history with Coach Dudley than Coach Callier at Stockbridge. So I'm going to go on the road, Blessed Trinity with the win.
This is bad, man. I'm going the same direction. Blessed Trinity.
Garrett's copying me,
Dom.
Oh,
no. Oh, man. I got to go first on one of these, man. I don't know. Oh, man. That's going to be a good one. I just think Blessed Trinity is one of those types of teams who.
We need to make Dom break the ties. You got any of these different from us, Dom, or are you just joining in the chorus of Garrett agreeing on everything?
Well, you know what? I can join in, but run me through real quickly.
Westlake and West Forsyth. We both have West Forsyth.
Give me four.
You want Westlake?
I want Forsyth, actually.
All right. These are Ingles picks of the week, guys, in case you're wondering.
Yes.
So we've got Lee County and Sprayberry. Both really good. All these are toss-up
games. They're all toss-ups. I like Sprayberry.
All right, that's different. We had Lee County. Dom's got something to play with now, at least. All right, who was the 4A one?
And then the Blessed Trinity and Stockbridge.
Blessed Trinity and Stockbridge. It's at Stockbridge. It's in Henry County, so nobody's gotten there yet.
Give me Stockbridge.
Yeah.
How about that? So he's gone against us there. All right, let's go down to let's go see where Coach was talking about with Oconee County and Northwest Whitfield. What do you think there?
Well, right now it's 7-7. So I think
there are no scores. Come on now.
Well, but I mean, it just shows it's a toss up.
Right, Coach cheating.
I'm going to go Oconee County, another road team.
Mm.
Oconee County, probably more playoff experience. I'm leaning more toward the playoff experience guys tonight. So I'm going to Oconee County. Although, honestly, to me, this is the one I really could have gone either way.
Yeah, this is one I'm going to roll with Northwest Whitfield. I'm going to go with the home team. I need to figure out. I got to go against Coach at least one time, right?
We got to have something to talk about for the next 3 hours.
I need to be able to throw salt somewhere.
Yeah. Right. I'll go with Coach on this one.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, Kurt was a guest. Kurt Miller came on.
Yeah, I know.
Garrett picked against him.
It's okay.
We won't tell him. He's not listening now. He's watching the game.
Franklin County at Callaway. I'm probably going to roll with the home team in this one.
Callaway? Yeah, yes, I got Callaway. I think Callaway rolls on that one.
Yeah.
Yep, Callaway.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I'm going to roll with there, too, as well. So that's going to be a good one there. Let's go over to the private school ranks. We have some tight games here, but I'm trying to find one that's going to be a little bit closer, and I don't want to pick my alma mater here. Because we already have a final there with North Cobb and Kings Ridge. There you go. Look at you checking the final scores already.
That's the Gray Sports Almanac.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, if you know your Back to the Future movie,
man,
the Gray Sports Almanac.
Unfortunately, the only game that's under a touchdown is the Lovett Lions in Trinity.
Well, let's go to that one.
I mean, just Lovett. Come on now.
Oh, yeah.
I got to go with my fighting Lovett Lions there. They are the home seed.
See, now I'm torn between just arguing with Garrett for argument's sake. Or doing what I actually
Trinity's
think.
Favorite.
So I actually think Lovett's going to win. Okay. The same thing, I think, playoff history.
And they played last year.
Coach Muschamp been around a long time. He's been a lot of playoff games.
24 in a row.
Like, I'm gonna go with Lovett, even though I would love to just argue with Garrett.
I'll do it. Give me Trinity. I'll do it. Give me Trinity.
Give me Trinity. Oh, that's funny. I love it. No, that's our private school game right there. Those are our picks right there. Pretty good.
There's some good games tonight. I mean, what's exciting now?
We're all over the state.
I think what you're going to see if you listen to our high school school board show brought to you by Ingles here in the Kia studio with Garrett and Dom and me, what you're going to see from now to we're finished is we can update you on scores, and they're all critical. Mm-hmm. This is what I love about tonight, guys, with all my joking aside. Every game, every time when I tell you Denmark's beating East Coweta in the second quarter 7-0, man, somebody's going home. Like somebody's taking up some shoulder pads.
Yeah.
That 7-0. It's not don't just kind of half listen. You know, when I say McEachern's up 13-7, that's a close game over Walton. McEachern and Walton 13-7 right now. West Forsyth and Westlake 7-7. Battle earlier 7-7. So you just start saying like these scores matter. They're not like 5 weeks ago when you just kind of that's nice. Now when your team's winning or losing, it's a deal.
Yeah,
I'm really excited about the rest of the night. And just kind of seeing how these games evolve. Most games still in the first quarter, a few going into the second quarter. But we're going to give you a lot of updates on the games that matter. Because guess what, guys? The games that matter are all of them.
Yeah, all of them. Every single game that's played here today. Yeah, and all of course, every one of these scoreboard updates are brought to you by Formetco Scoreboards. A Formetco Scoreboard can help your school change the game. FormetcoScoreboards.com to learn more. What do you say we go check out one of our reporters, man? Let's go to Eric. Let's see what's going on with him.
This is a live sideline report.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's Friday Night High School Scoreboard Show. This is Eric Slaughter coming to you live from Buck Godfrey Stadium for my second GSSA playoff game tonight. This one is a 4A contest between the Hiram Hornets and the MLK Lions. We have reached the end of the first quarter, and the Hiram Hornets are on top by the score of 7-0 as quarterback Caleb Carmichael got in on a fourth and goal from 1 yard out to give the Hornets their narrow lead here in the game. The Lions have the ball, and they'll see if they can answer here in the second quarter. But right now, the end of the first, in this first round of GHSA 4A state playoffs, the Hornets on top 7-0. Let's go back to the studio for Garrett and Coach Parker here on this Friday night.
That's a good one, Coach. We're going to have that's going to be tight.
Yeah, going to be exciting to watch the rest of that one. Eric's going to make it sound good. I'm excited to hear what he's got to say. What else we got?
We got Damian Day-Day Lewis. He's out there at Locust Grove. That's a team who's looking for their first.
He just got there, too.
He probably just got there. He left about 2.5 hours ago. He probably did. Bless anybody's heart, just driving down
I-75. But what is it about Locust Grove has a chance? What?
They have a chance to win their first playoff game after winning their first region title in program history.
Ever.
Ever.
Man.
Ever. Let's see how it's going.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Coach Chris Parker. Of course, my guy Garrett Chapman in for Sam Crenshaw. Guys, Damian Day-Day Lewis live here at Locust Grove High School. And we've come to the conclusion of the opening quarter. And not a high-scoring affair by any means, but it is the visiting Centennial Knights on top. 7-0, opening drive of the game, first play of the game. Centennial's Landon Brown connects with Preston McMichael, and McMichael does all the work after the catch with the yak for the score. And as I mentioned, it's a 7-0 lead for Centennial as we get the second quarter under the way. For the High School Scoreboard Show, Garrett Chapman in for Sam Crenshaw. Alongside Coach Chris Parker, I'm Damian Day-Day Lewis, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back to you guys.
Yeah, that's one of those games, Coach. You know, I mean, how do you shake those nerves? Well, first quarter is one of those things. But once you get hit, right?
Listen, the hardest thing to do is do the first thing. So you guys have seen teams, whether it's high school, NFL, college, doesn't matter. If a team had never won the championship or they never won, it doesn't matter how they're favored. It's going to be a battle trying to get that first thing. You know, when Georgia won the national championship a few years ago, they beat Alabama 2021 season.
It's cathartic.
But everything was difficult. It wasn't easy. Mm-hmm. Like, it's very – so no matter who you're playing, you're Locust Grove, you're playing Centennial tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And Centennial's got a good football team. But it is not going to be easy for Locust Grove to get this first win. They may or may not get it tonight, mm-hmm. but it will not be easy. Those things just don't come easy. I was at Pickens County. They never won a playoff game for, at that time, 60 years or something like that.
Yeah,
60. Okay.
That's a long
not
time.
Like 10 or 50. 60 years. Never
wow.
won a playoff. Well, my goal on day one is we're going to win in the playoffs. And I had it before, and I was going to do it again. Well, we made the playoffs the first 4 or 5 years I was there, and we lost every year.
I mean, that's 15,
in the first round.
That's 15 iterations of a freshman sure. through senior.
But,
that's crazy.
But the challenge, Garrett, was that when we got there, it was even harder. Mm-hmm. And then we lost in the first round. The next year,
because you only have one chance.
We played Marist, and we lost in the first round. We were beating them in the fourth quarter, lost in the first round.
Man.
The next year, we got matched up with Cartersville, Trevor Lawrence, lost in the first round.
Mm.
The next year, we win. You know, so what I mean is it's – just never easy, and it's not going to be easy for Locust Grove tonight. You know, maybe they'll get it tonight, maybe they won't, but even if they get it, it will not come easy. So not surprising to me, Centennial's got a good team and excited to see what Day-Day brings us the rest of the night.
Yeah, and that was kind of the emotion that you heard from Coach Brown when we talked to Melvin
right.
Brown, the head coach of Millet Grove. That's a program who did just get their first, you know, and I mean, he was emotional.
Yeah, and he should have been.
About it. He should have been.
Because I don't think people quite realize
it takes years.
How the work and the work that goes on that you don't see. I mean, of course, you know, parents know because they take them, but even they sometimes forget how much you spend with these kids beyond the 10 times or the 11th time you're watching your team play.
They spend more time with these kids than probably their own kids.
Oh, absolutely. Not probably.
Not
definitely.
Probably.
This time of year.
Especially
yeah.
in the fall.
But it's every day, and in some cases it's every day because they got them during the school day. It's every day going back to January, and you do all that for just this one chance, and there's no guarantee you're going to get it.
No.
And when you do, it really is it's an emotional moment, and, you know, I'm really excited about that because I can reflect on the opportunities we had, you know. Hard to believe now, but going back nearly 20 years ago to Chapel Hill High School, we won the school's first playoff game there, and then at Pickens, you know, a few years later, doing the same thing. So, So, in that regard, I really can sympathize with Locust Grove. But hey, Centennial is not going to let them just have it.
Absolutely not, absolutely not. That's also one of the beautiful things about high school football is that, you know, I mean, this is going to be the last game for a lot of people here tonight, and it's going to be something that nobody wants to have happen to them, and they're going to be fighting tooth and nail to make sure that that doesn't happen.
Garrett, I got an update. One of our games we're tracking hard. We're really trying to track all of them, but we picked a few to really get after. And,
sure.
You know, Westlake 28, West Forsyth 14.
Wow, that's high school. Anybody,
I mean, they just started at 7:30.
Well, you assume.
They just started at 7:30, Dom. That's only, if my math serves me right, that's 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And so in 45 real minutes, they've scored 6 touchdowns.
Yeah,
my goodness.
Points. That's a lot of points. That reminds me of that game that I went to go see, that North Gwinnett game. Back a couple of years ago. I'll never forget that one. All right. Well, when we get back, we got a lot more to talk about. Very pleased to be joined by Jeff Fisher of High School Football America. We'll talk to him out there on the waitfor.com hotline when we get back. This is the High School Scoreboard Show right here on your home of high school football on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Welcome back into the High School Scoreboard Show right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Very pleased to head out to the waitfor.com hotline to be joined by Jeff Fisher of High School Football America. Jeff, thank you so much for jumping in here with us on this fine evening.
Glad to join you guys. Heart of the national championship chase and the Rams of Grayson right at the top. It's a good time to be chatting with y'all.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's why we're having you on. We weren't going to have you back, Jeff, until you got a Georgia team on.
Chris, come on, coach. I got to tell you, it did put a smile on my face when the rankings came out a couple of weeks ago and the Rams went to number one and put it out on X or Twitter. I'm still calling it Twitter, I guess.
Yeah,
and
me too.
And I get this guy, Coach Chris Parker, or some guy like that, I guess, and he's like, finally.
Yeah. I did that for you. I don't think anybody else got my joke, but we, so Garrett's in for Sam tonight, and Garrett,
yes,
for years we've given him a hard time because we and Jeff lives in Georgia, by the way. He's one of our people. But the he goes with the algorithm. He's not biased, Garrett. And I'm like, where's the bias? I want bias. Okay. So Georgia always has a plethora of teams, maybe one of the most in the top 300, but they have not had many, one or two, you know, right at the top. And so that was our running joke. But joking aside, Jeff, how is it looking nationally for our Georgia teams beyond Grayson even?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, let's just start with the top dog, right? They are number one. They control their own destiny. It's as simple as this. They're playing in one of the toughest brackets in the nation. Not in Georgia, in the nation. Yeah. And 16 of the 32 teams in 6A are ranked in the High School Football America 300. Their path to the national championship ain't easy, to use some poor English there. But if they get it done in you know, so let's say they win tonight against Norcross, right? You got Colquitt County, our 2015 High School Football America national champs. You still got Carrollton sitting there maybe in the quarters. They're at number 39. And you know, down the road, if everything goes according to plan, boy, my chops are just drooling over this one, a possible matchup between Grayson and Buford, Buford sitting at number 8. So, you know, that's the simplest part of it. They win out, they defend that 6A title, and you're going to have the second national champ from Georgia in the High School Football American National Rankings.
Yeah, I know that Buford's probably licking their chops at the chance at that, too. That was a rematch from last year. If that does come to pass, and Grayson, that was their coming of age, if you will. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was a team who, I mean, they had the long layoff in the middle of the season, and then they kind of go on this run late in the season, and I don't think a lot of people really gave them the credit until they actually got there, and they beat Carrollton and Buford.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And, you know, one of the things that I've been waiting to see is, you know, kind of, again, I'm not discounting the schedule that the Wolves played. You know, they starting with the Milton win and all the things you just talked about there, Garrett. But, you know, ultimately, at this time of the year, I think they're playing their best football. I think Grayson is, too. I mean, and, you know, one of the things I was thinking about when I was going into talking to you, and again, because we have a national focus, I don't get to do this much, but, you know, I've said this to multiple people around the country. How about a round of applause for Deuce Smith, the quarterback at Grayson, what he's been able to do in a tough situation coming in there for Travis Burgess, who unfortunately had that injury that knocked him out for the year. But, you know, I think the Rams people think they're sneaking up on people because they lost their star quarterback. Deuce Smith is a
he's a good player.
Yeah, he's pretty good himself.
They had more good players behind him. But I would say, do you remember a team competing for the national title that had to change quarterbacks because of injury? Is that I don't remember that. Like, do you?
Well, I'd have to go back to 2012 if my old man memory serves me correctly. And we were in California at that point, and Santa Margarita, who had Johnny Stanton, who went on to play fullback in the NFL, but he was a darn good quarterback, and Santa Margarita was probably going to win the national title and win the Trinity League and all that good stuff. But he went down with couldn't remember his ACL, MCL, definitely bad knee injury, and that cut him out. But to answer your question, I don't think there's ever been anybody that's had the number one go down and then somebody step in and win it.
I think I've
been around a long time. I can't remember that would be I'm gonna have to look that one up, Coach.
Hey, now that's Coach Parker stumping Jeff Fisher there. High school football America.
It doesn't happen often.
That doesn't happen.
Go on and bookmark that thing, Dom.
Yeah, make sure to hit the
highlight Odyssey
there.
App.
Hey, so but going back to that thing about Grayson last year and what they were able to do. I mean, do you see any team in Georgia specifically that could go on a type of run like that Grayson did last year? Just because you have some really good teams, and like you mentioned, 16 in the top 300 ain't nothing, man.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, really, if you look at Carrollton and the way they're sitting, and they're only at 39 right now, but, you know, they're perfect. They played great football all year. And if they get the Rams, you know, in the state quarters, and they get a win there, pull the upset off, you know, they can put themselves into that situation. I mean, the bottom line is the bracket is so strong that you can have a team like Carrollton that comes from the outside. I don't know that anybody else could do. Maybe North Gwinnett, I guess, could be in there. But, you know, it really, to have a national champ come from the state of Georgia with, you know, a loss in the column there could be a little tough, but that's where I see it. And, you know, really at the end of the day, if you're a Georgia high school football fan, you want to root against California because as Coach and I talked last time when I was on, I don't know, that was about a month, six, 7 weeks ago, whenever it was, you know, that's where the power is. Mm-hmm. You know, there are four awesome games tonight starting at 10 o'clock our time that we'll have a say in it. And Modern Day, which has won five of our national titles in the last since 2017 and two in a row, they were left for dead when they lost their second game of the season. And they're number three right now and sitting there, and they have an opportunity. They're rooting hard against the Grayson Rams. Trust me on that one. But they have a shot, believe it or not, if they run the table with a couple of losses. And then I'm going to have to hear a lot of people from around the country chastise me. But as Coach said at the beginning, we use the algorithm. Yeah. We're not in the opinion business. And, you know, just if I can, I generally just answer the questions. I'm going to throw something out to you guys that I think is very interesting. IMG Academy, which is number two in our poll out of Florida, and St. Francis Academy out of Maryland, number five in our poll, literally have been put at number one by five or six of the national pollsters out there, many of them being of the opinion. So I keep asking the question, so did you hand out the national championship last week? And oh, by the way, they were supposed to play last week, and they canceled mm-hmm. their game.
I was going to ask you about that. That was my next question. I was going to say, are you holding against IMG because they're sitting there in second place? I mean, that's a tough one, but I don't know. I mean, like, that's one of those games. I mean, how often do you actually see, like, a definitive national championship between, I don't know, the number one and number two team or it's just someone who actually has, like, a viable shot to be a national champion? How often does that actually happen?
Well, recently, a whole lot, because Modern Day and St. John Bosco out in Southern California have been, you know, definitely, I mean, they've won seven of the eight last national championships, IMG winning one during the COVID year. Mm-hmm. But we have seen those sort of national championship type games. But before that, no. And as we've talked before when I've been on the show, the one thing that's really made it fun for our algorithm is the fact that there are so many teams that no one wants to play anymore, right? And we can rattle off all those quote-unquote national powers. So they're starting to play each other crisscross in the country. So it's made it a little bit easier. And that's why, by the way, Modern Day is in the championship hunt with those couple of losses, because they already have beaten Bishop Gorman, which is going to win a Nevada State championship. They're sitting there at number, what, six? Mm-hmm. And you got, they beat St. Thomas Aquinas six in a row in Florida. They may make it seven this year. Mm. So, you know, it comes down to that SOS. And we talked about it before, Chris, at the beginning of the year. I would love to see more and more of the Georgia teams step out of state. Yeah, you don't have to go to California, but go to Florida, go to Alabama. And some are, like Grayson, right? Mm-hmm. Grayson and Clay Thompson and all that. But I'd love to see that. Buford in the past has played it. They just haven't played it in the last couple of seasons. But that's kind of the key to it all. And I really hope to see that steps up over the next two or three years.
I think you'll actually see more of it. You know, we're going to power rankings to seed playoffs next year, Jeff, across the board. And I think you're going to see more of that if they can account for that. And that's something they're working on formulas for that now. Because what you don't want to do is let that game not count at all. You know, you need Grayson's game with Thompson to count for our playoff seeding, you know. And so there's some issues there. Let me give you a scenario. And by the way, I appreciate your statement. You leave the opinions to us, Jeff. I got plenty of opinions. You just keep that algorithm.
You have plenty of them. I know that.
You're a lot classier.
I'm just teasing,
No, you're a lot more credible. You stay with the algorithm. I'll just keep the opinions. But let me ask you this, because this is more of a local thing, but it does factor in to what you do. So we had we went with power rankings 3A and below. And I don't know, Garrett and I hadn't talked about this, but Southeast Bullock was a team that they went 5-4. Mm-hmm. They went 4-4 in the region. I'm sorry, they went 5-5, 5-4 in the region. Another team in the region went 5-4, didn't play a 10th game. They lost to Southeast Bullock, but the power ranking put them above them.
Ooh.
And so they actually got in the playoffs. It's one of them kind of weird scenarios where they would have never gotten in if you did the old-fashioned way, you know, head-to-head and region placing and all that. They get in the playoffs over them, and it's really because they had a game that they didn't end up finishing or it didn't count or whatever it was. So how does it factor when you're talking about IMG and some of these people that are going to play different numbers of games? Like, what's the factor? You don't have to get into detail on this, but how does it factor when it's not apples to apples? You know, we're going to play 15 games. The state champs here are going to play 15 games. Mm-hmm. Somebody else may not play 15. How do you factor that in?
Yeah, well, yeah, very carefully is the short answer. But at the end of the day, there is within the algorithm a kind of a, whatever you want to call it, a little check mark, a good check mark if you win a state championship. IMG cannot win a state championship. Here's something also I should point out that most people don't know, and I learned this personally when I was down at IMG just before the season started. IMG, everybody thinks that because they can recruit and do all the things that they can as the boarding school that they are, is not allowed to play for a Florida high school football championship. That is not the case. They are in good stead with the FHSAA. So they could, at any point in time, put themselves into that mix. But because they don't, they're generally limited to playing anywhere between, if they can get the schedule filled, 8 to 11 games maybe max. Mm-hmm. And so because they can't win a state championship, they don't get that good check mark. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if I can put my opinion in here on it too, because I get this question asked a lot, you know, I feel like if a team from Texas, California, Georgia, you name the big states, the Florida, where you're playing anywhere from 14 to 16 games in a season, if you're going a perfect 14-16-0 and someone's only played 8 or 9 games, no matter how good the schedule is, I think there's a good reason if we were doing an opinion poll to say, nah, we're going to go with the team that won, you know, ran the table and got their way to a title in one of these great states that we know.
Jeff, and last one here for you, at least for me. How does Georgia fare when we talk about the national stage of like who the best programs are, and you look at talent like top to bottom? Like obviously California is going to have a massive population advantage, Texas, Florida, but Georgia's right there with them, just a rung below in that category. But where does Georgia fall when it comes to just sort of like the national bragging rights? Like if you're talking about high school football.
Yeah, well, and it depends which way you put it down, but I think any way you slice it, in my mind, and it's not because I live here, because I've lived all over the country as I built my company, Georgia per capita is right at the top. And Chris, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the last time I was on, I was able to come on the day or like an hour after the NFL release.
Yeah.
It's who played on opening day weekend. And per capita, Georgia was number one.
They just
absolutely crushed it. And, you know, it's you know, no doubt about it. They are at the top level there. Right now, and I haven't done it in a couple of weeks, but California actually flip-flopped. They started the year 4. Georgia was 3. So it was Florida, Texas, Georgia, California. The Trinity League is kind of skewing it because they played so well. I mean, the 16 league is anywhere from number 3 down to 60. Mm-hmm. So, Georgia, no doubt about it, per capita, it's not a huge state. You don't have as many schools. Yeah. It doesn't have anything to be ashamed of. It's right there. And like I said, that's not because I'm here. And I've said this too. The biggest question I get is, you know, which is the best? I never want to answer that. But the thing that I like about Georgia more than most of the other states is from top to bottom, meaning 6A, down into 1A, you'll still find some really great football. Like, and I think I used this last time, slapping my state of Pennsylvania. You know, a 1A Pennsylvania team will get its butt kicked by a 1A team down here in Georgia.
You guys, somewhere like that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you guys play physical football. You got the skill guys and all. I mean, it's really fun. It's been fun over the last 6 years to watch Georgia high school football and how good it really is.
Absolutely.
My answer, Garrett, is the depth is better in Georgia. And typically, this will wrap this up because typically what we say and what Jeff told us is our strength is in the depth. You know, we have a lot of teams that are in this 300, but we don't usually have the absolute best, and it's okay. We actually accept that. Our best team is not always better than everybody's best team because Gwinnett County is spread out, and you know, South Georgia. So, but for now, for today, Jeff is on the show with the number one team in the nation from the state of Georgia. So bookmark this moment too. But thank you, Jeff, man. You've been great for us. We always appreciate you having you on.
Coach Garrett, I appreciate your time. You guys really rock it. Having a handle, having our sponsor being the NFL, you know, NFL Play Football and all that, they love to ask me the question, you know, who's doing it the best in the media? And I always put your guys' name right in to keep an eye on what you do. You guys are the best, and I mean that not because you're my friends, but because I honestly believe you guys just rock it every Friday night.
Thanks, awesome. Jeff.
Hey, Jeff, you're the man. Thank you so much for joining us here on the High School Scoreboard Show. It's always a pleasure. Hopefully these Grayson Rams can kind of keep up the good work, man.
Yeah, well, maybe I just go away by saying go Rams. How's that?
Thanks, Jeff. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much. All right, when we get back, we got more scores that we got to jump into. How are those Grayson Rams doing? We're going to check in with them and give some scores from across the state. What do you say, Coach?
Let's get it.
First round of the playoffs is underway. We're coming in at close to halftime here, and we'll give you some updates when we get back. This is the High School Scoreboard Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome back in, High School Scoreboard Show. Game's rolling into halftime. We got Mill Creek and Colquitt County in the game in front of us. It's the GPB game of the week. That's one of those games that you would expect to be maybe even the quarterfinals, Coach. Maybe
has not. Been. It has been some years.
Several times. I mean, these are two teams who, I mean, shoot, man, we just talked about Colquitt County winning a national championship. Mill Creek won a state championship a couple of years ago. Now they're meeting in the first round of the playoffs. Crazy stuff here. Mill Creek is on top right now, though. 10-7 as they come up here to halftime.
Yeah, it's been a great game so far. This is a battle, and it just shows you the depth of that 6A bracket, how many good teams there really are. And 7-7 in Lee County versus Sprayberry in the other TV game. But let me give you a couple updates, Garrett, on games we're keeping an eye on that, you know, maybe, hey, hold on a moment. Marietta and Harrison, 21-21 in the second quarter. Westlake and West Forsyth, we mentioned that one is 28-21, almost at halftime. North Paulding, 13, Hillgrove, 10 in the third quarter. That's a close game. And Douglas County, 17, Lambert, 14. Now, Douglas County, big favorite there, 17-14, Douglas County over Lambert in the second quarter.
Yeah, that's a Douglas County team that would – I mean, they had a history of at least whenever I followed them and watched them play, they start a little slow. You know, they've kind of done that pretty consistently this year, and then they'd come on strong. That's what they did against Langston Hughes, especially. They were down big in that game, and then all of a sudden they come back big in the second half.
Yeah, you mentioned Langston Hughes. Langston Hughes is up right now. They just scored to go 24-14 over East Paulding. That's with just 1 minute left in the second quarter. So
yeah,
going to halftime, 24-14, Langston Hughes over East Paulding. So games are really, I mean, things are happening faster than we can even report them. Mm-hmm. You know, then the couple of obvious things, you got Buford up 32-0 on Richmond Hill at the half.
28-7.
Grayson 26-7. Those teams are going to, looks like they're going to roll on to the next round.
Yep.
But most of the games.
Carrollton 23-3.
Yeah, so those are the three big ones in that 6A that, you know, they're going to have to meet each other probably to get a close game. But, you know, in a lot of the other games, you know, we're starting to see, you know, you're starting to see, you know, some things take shape in that 6A bracket. Let's see.
How about Hillgrove is a program who, I mean, they started the season off just dominating fashion, that defense specifically. Since then, I mean, now they got a tough test with North Paulding. They're trailing 13-10 right now in the third quarter. I mean, that's a defense who, I mean, they were allowing something in the realm of like 1 or 2 points a game.
Yeah.
You know, and that was never going to be able to be something they would roll through all the way through.
Schedule got a little tougher.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, they're still really good. They finish 8-2. They're in a battle night. North Paulding's also 8-2.
Look, good team.
Two teams are 8-2 playing.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's going to be a good game. So 13-10 right now, North Paulding in the third quarter. West Forsyth scored again, 28-28.
We got it.
West Forsyth and Westlake. Nobody going to play any defense, I'm guessing that one. In a game that I brought up earlier for an example on some things, I talked about Walton and McEachern and how sometimes just a matchup's not great.
Mm-hmm.
Walton just kicked a field goal. McEachern is still winning 14-10. 14-10 in the third quarter, but hey, sneaky close. That's a 5-5 Walton team playing a 10-0.
That's a big McEachern Walton team. School, man.
But Walton's McEachern. Not going to be scared of McEachern,
no.
You know, because of the they're just a same county. Those kids know each other.
Yeah.
That's not a great matchup for McEachern. They got to get through, persevere, and win. Kind of like what you said out of Douglas County, same way. They just got to find a way to win.
Find a way
and get to the advance to the next round.
Yeah. How about Tequila and Valdosta 7-7 right now?
Mm.
That's a Valdosta team. That's one of the best teams in the state
I hadn't
of
seen
Georgia.
That one.
That's what it's looking at. Second quarter. That's what it says right here on my screen. Mm-hmm. That's all I can go with. Then we got Peachtree Ridge 7-6 over Newton right now. So we got a lot of close games here across the state. Statesboro and Habersham Central tied at 15. Thomas County Central, that's one of those games that, like we talked about with the 6A schools coach, 31-0 over Woodstock. It doesn't seem like Thomas County Central is going to have much of a test there in 5A until they get in with some of the other big contenders there. But they're one of the best teams in the state of Georgia. But they look like they're going to roll in that one.
Yeah.
But another one seed, 14-0 over Seckinger. Woodward Academy is on top right now in the third.
Yeah, not surprising with Thomas County Central. Garrett, as I told you, I picked them to win the state championship.
Yeah.
In that 5A. And,
for good reason.
A team I thought that would be a sleeper in that classification was Milton, right?
Mm-hmm.
Milton winning at halftime, but 21-17. Milton over Shallow, sneaky close.
Shallow's a
keep
good
an
squad,
eye on that
too.
One. Yeah, Shallow's having a really good year. And so that would be a massive win if Shallow could pull it off.
Absolutely, absolutely. Let's go down here to New Manchester and Noonan. How about New Manchester trailing 14-7 right now? That's a team who played only 9 games. 8-1 is New Manchester. Noonan is 8-2 on the season. Out in Athens, it's not in Athens, but it's down in Effingham County. It's Clark Central. Down in Effingham County, they trail 13-7 right now. We're looking
Effingham County's winning.
Effingham County is winning 13-7 in the second quarter. But Lee County and Sprayberry, that's another one of these types of matchups where you would say that this would be happening in the second round, maybe even the quarterfinals. they're meeting in the first round right now. It's a rematch of last year's quarterfinals where Lee County had their way with Sprayberry 64-0 in the quarterfinals last year. But it does not appear to be that kind of contest here today. Right now you're in the second quarter. It's tied at 7, and we just had a beautiful tackle there on a punt from Sprayberry. They're not going to get shut out this time, so that's going to be a good thing, and it's a tie ball game right now.
Yeah, good game there. And in Gwinnett County, you got an all-Gwinnett game. Archer and Brookwood both play into 14-14 tie in the third quarter right now. That'll be a game to keep an eye on as the night progresses. And a game maybe a little bit upset for me. Northgate's playing Villarica. The game's at Northgate. Northgate's 8-2. Northgate's had a breakthrough season. Villarica 5-5, kind of slipping in the playoffs. But right now, Villarica up 14-0 over Northgate, third quarter.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about punchers games right here. Coffee and Sequoia, 14-10. Sequoia's trailing in that one. That's a team who likes to turn around and hand that ball off a lot.
Well, it's a 9-1 Sequoia team, champion.
Yeah.
First region championship, 22 years. I coached at Sequoia on the last region championship before this, 22 years ago. So, but Coffee coming in at 4-6, but played a brutal schedule.
Yeah.
And, you know, Coach Mike Coe is awesome. He's had those guys ready. Not surprising to me that that's a close game, but that would be a big upset. That'd be one of those 4-1 upsets if Coffee were to pull it out. But third quarter, Coffee leading 14-10. That is a game we definitely should keep an eye on all night.
No doubt about it. How about this game that we picked earlier, Blessed Trinity and Stockbridge? Stockbridge is up 7-0 right now in the second quarter.
And you picked Stockbridge?
I picked Blessed Trinity. We
both picked Blessed Trinity.
We sure did.
Dom picked that.
Dom Trosky.
So Dom is winning, but Dom, it's early.
It's early. Don't smell your own blank. You know. All right. So we got Westlake and West Forsyth. Let me just make sure all our picks are right. We all picked West Forsyth in that game, right? Lee County and Sprayberry. Dom, you picked Sprayberry. We picked Lee County. I got Blessed Trinity and Stockbridge. Coach and I picked Blessed Trinity. Dom picked Stockbridge, and then Oconee County and Northwest Whitfield. Dom picked Oconee County.
Yep.
I picked Oconee County.
You picked Oconee County.
You picked Northwest Whitfield.
I picked Northwest Whitfield.
I don't know how I feel about Garrett keeping these receipts.
That's what I'm doing.
I got my receipts, too.
Franklin County at Callaway. I took Callaway. Coach, you took Callaway?
I took Callaway. Y'all took Callaway.
We all took Callaway in that game, and then you took Trinity, and I took Lovett, and Coach took Lovett as well. He followed, rode my coattails there on that one, like he did on all these other picks, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I'm just trying to get to Garrett's level. Early
just
in the third
notes,
quarter,
man. Come on now.
Early in the third quarter, Gilmer over Douglas, 15-12. That'd be an upset. Trying to give you some different games. In one of our games we're tracking, Oconee County is winning 21-17 over Northwest Whitfield. That looks like a really good game.
Yeah.
I told you about Peach County. Okay, they were underrated. Cherokee Bluff's really good. Peach County Cherokee Bluff was supposed to be a battle. Peach County's up 53-6.
Whoa.
Peach County is good, man. People are slipping on this.
Randy McMichaels, man.
Them, yeah.
How about that?
In a game, to me, the score that stands out the most of all the scores I'm looking at now, 100 and something games.
That's a lot.
Is East Forsyth and Benedictine 7-7.
That's
even though I know,
me.
See, Benedictine is like 8-2. And you might think, oh, look, 8-2 and East Forsyth 6-4. No. They lost to Buford and they lost to Colquitt County in close games.
Tight games.
And they won the rest of them. Like, they haven't played anybody's played them close that's in their classification. And East Forsyth's one of the teams that just barely got in the playoffs. And, man, that is a game. Now, I don't know if it'll stay there. We'll see.
They have a tendency of kind of scoring quickly.
Yeah. That would be something.
Yeah. All right. Well, when we get back, we have a special guest here coming up for you.
Who?
Some call him the godfather of high school football. I'll tell you a little bit more about who
like
that guy is.
Like somebody we know.
We know him pretty well.
Yeah.
And he'll join us at the 9 o'clock hour. This show just rolls, man. Let me tell you what. This show goes so fast. Oh, man. This is the High School Scoreboard Show. We got a couple hours left, and we are pleased to be joined by Sam Crenshaw. When we get back, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.